Receiving unanimous approval in the state Senate, Valor Act 2 would expand and improve ways the state helps serve those who've served our nation. If enacted, the legislation would create a legal definition for the term Gold Star, commonly used to identify an active duty service member killed in action. The bill would also expand that to include service members killed during inactive duty training or training between periods of active duty. Democratic State Senator Benjamin Downing is one of the bill's leading advocates.
Those are families that have given more than anyone could ever be asked to give to their country, and we ought to be able to clearly and concisely state that sacrifice.
The bill would also require licensing boards to grant certification for service members and their families in areas where they have received training through the military. Veteran service officers would need to be certified and tested on their knowledge of veterans' benefits. Downing says the goal is to make the transition from military life back to civilian life easier.
30.2% of veterans in the United States are without a job. We know that 1 in 7 of the homeless in the United States are veterans.
Valor Act 2 would also increase the buffer zone for protests at military funerals from 500 to 1,000 feet.
While in this country, more so than anywhere else, we afford and respect and fight for the right to free speech, we also know that there's a time and a place for certain forms of that speech. And I think that what we tried to do here was make sure that when a family is grieving, when a community is grieving, the last thing they have to worry about is dealing with a group that may come with, you know, a hateful message from the outside to try and disrupt that service.
Other provisions include renaming the Mass Turnpike the Purple Heart Massachusetts Turnpike and creating new license plate designs for veterans. The bill now goes to the House of Representatives for a vote. This all comes as the federal government is experiencing a partial shutdown. According to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs Appropriations Lapse Plan, the VA has enough funds available to ensure claims processing and payments in the compensation, pension, education, and vocational rehabilitation programs will continue through late October. However, in the event of a prolonged shutdown, these programs will be suspended when funds are exhausted. Roseanne Frieri is the Director of Veterans Services for the City of Pittsfield. She says the state may have to supplement any lack of funding.
If a person is getting SSI or Social Security disability, we may have to make up the difference.
Frieri says this could prove troubling for the 130 veterans the city serves.
Could possibly be a little bit crazy because, you know, then we have to go in and amend the benefit and reapply more money where the lack of money isn't coming in.
Frieri says it will be business as usual for her office and others across the state while waiting for a plan of action.
When they make a move, then I guess, you know, we'll make our move. But right now, as far as we're concerned, checks will still be going out and we'll have to see what the federal side of the house is going to do.
In the end, Downing says a functioning federal government is necessary.
The state may well be able to bridge a short gap in those services. This is no way to run a railroad. It's no way to run a government.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.